It's turning into a rain day outside. I love rainy days. We don't get very many here in San Diego, California. So as I sit down to spend some time with you all, I am noticing the blustery wind picking up and the start of little dark drops of water pouring down in the sky outside. And instead of feeling like, oh, rain, I feel like rain from the heavens. And I want to invite you into that feeling today, the feeling of flow. And this show is called Flow On, this episode rather, Flow On, episode 641. I have some big news to share with you. And some little news and some flow dreaming and all kinds of stuff in between. So stay with me. Flow
dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Many years ago, well, maybe not that many, when my grandmother, Margaret McWhorter, was still alive, she would read tea leaves. And those of you who listen to my mom's podcast, The Dear Venus Show, by the way, it's totally excellent. She is very different than me, though. Much funnier, much funnier. But that is my mom's mom. And she would read tea leaves. She did a lot of things. She was a woman way ahead of her time. She was doing acupressure, although I think she punctured a few times. She was doing healing modalities such as touch for health, palmistry, astrology. She did a little of everything back then. And one thing she did very, very well was read those tea leaves. And I remember she has this old house in Ramona, California, big old white farmhouse. A tall, creaky wood thing, looks like it belongs on some large southern, you know, land. And people would pull up the long driveway with a white fence, and we never knew who it would be. And I lived there. I lived with my grandmother and my grandparents and my mom for a while. And it would always be someone you wouldn't expect. It was just, you know, the guy that changed their tires at the car shop uptown, the second grade teacher of one of their kids 30 years ago. It could be anybody. And it always mesmerized me, like, well, it's so strange. She has so many friends. She's got, how is this possible? And I realized this is something that we don't have much anymore. That sense of kind of strangers that are always invited on your doorstep. You're always happy to see them. Pull on up, because that's exactly what she said. And I'm sure she said it from day one. Come on, stop on over. Have a cup of tea. Have a cup of tea. So all these people would come in and they would just come and sit down and no money. It wasn't a thing like that at all. It was just, there's a really nice woman on the road into town. And this is a single lane town, mind you. Single lane town, we just pull on in, and it was a rough day, and I know she's going to invite me for a cup of tea. And if I'm lucky, she's going to read those leaves. And I learned a lot about tea leaf reading. I know, you never knew that, right? But I did. I learned a lot about tea leaf reading. In fact, my grandmother wrote a book called Tea Leaf Tales, and I got to illustrate it and put the book together. It was one of my first attempts at desktop publishing years and years and years ago. And one thing I remember about her reading these tea leaves, besides the fact that no matter what she saw, it was always good. Even if something maybe didn't look good, she was never going to tell you. The last thing you needed on your weary drive home from work was someone telling you something crummy. So she only found the things in the cup that would make them have hope and smile and feel good. And we had a busy little driveway, I'll tell you. We ate a lot of cookies. Although sometimes it was Jell-O, that old kind of Jell-O you bought pre-made that had the white fluffy stuff in it. And invariably that Jell-O was always about 3 weeks expired, but we ate it. One thing I remember about these teacups, I know I'm getting there, I'm building suspense, was that sometimes the cups would have leaves just scattered all over. And there was always this weird little question at the end of how many times do I swirl it? How much liquid do I leave in the bottom of the cup for the optimal read? You know, like, do I leave a half an inch? No, all of your leaves will come off. Do I leave like an eighth of it, like a 16th? No, the leaves won't swirl around properly. But after a while, you got the hang of it. You knew exactly how much to leave. You'd swirl it around, you'd turn it upside down, and you would make a wish on the top of the cup with your hand. And then, eventually, she'd turn over the cup, because there would, by this time, there were always three or four of us sitting around. And then she would say, well, I see. And sometimes there would be, like I said, leaves all over the place. And she'd look around and she'd see this and she'd see that and she'd measure the length of it from the bottom and get an estimation of the time and the importance and all kinds of things. Fun things. And sometimes there would be a big glop, like all the leaves were glopped in one spot. And I always thought, oh no, I didn't swirl correctly. She said, no, this just means there's something big. There's something central focus in your life. And because I guess I already had a tendency toward lack thinking back then, I would think, oh no, it's something terrible coming. It's something terrible coming. No, no, she'd say. It's just something that's telling you where you're going, what you're going to feel next, encounter next. It's the next big thing. It's the thing that you need to take on next. It's a gift and it's for you. And there's nothing in here that isn't a gift for you to take next. Whether you're dealing with tons of little things or one big thing that's pivotal and gorgeous. Well, she didn't say it in those exact words. Those are my words. But that's the idea. And, you know, it's funny, just 20 years later, 30 years later, I remember all of this. I'm sure it informed me the way that I give readings to people and work with them. But going back to that big glop in the cup, earlier today, I was thinking about my year ahead. And this time I've done things very unconventionally. So I'm recording this right now. I don't know when you're listening. Doesn't matter what month of the year. But right now it's January. And normally I am getting a keyword and I'm like filling up my year. And I'm like, here's where we're going. And I'm just kind of marshaling my energetic forces to have this happen. And this year, like I've said in the last few episodes, I felt a little stalled out, like, not quite there yet. And I realize I'm even doing this differently. I'm even doing my start of the year differently. But that big glop in the teacup still keeps calling at me. And today I realize, and this is part of what motivated me to sit down and record some for you, because, you know, I got to feel inspired. I have to have something come through for you. So I realize this year I don't have a huge Santa's list of toys to ask for, of things, of stuff, of this and that, and this and that. Really, what I'm looking for is pretty pure. It's pretty focused. There's just kind of one big thing. And part of it is I want to thrive, and I want my family to thrive, and I want us all to knit back together into something even more beautiful. If you listen to last week's episode called Emergence, that's what I'm looking for. And on the non-home and family and heart front, on the front of my interaction with the world, my teachings, being able to pursue passions that consistently fire me up, and then if I feel like it's important enough, share them in the world of, in other words, my work, my career. I also have a big glop in my teacup. And that is, I want this year to be starkly easy. I want things to flow and grow in ease of their own accord. This will not be a year of hustling or launching and scaling and learning all kinds of marketing and interneting. And believe me, I've had to have years like that. That was necessary in order to get the vision and the teachings out. But that's not this year. And I've realized a lot of what I've been doing over the last year leading up to this is I have been it's hard to say scaling back because I know that sounds not good, but it's been really, really good. It's been consolidating. And that's the better term, consolidating. It's been bringing myself in from all the Netherlands and reaches and wilds into the one core town and saying, this is my city and we're going to thrive here. We're going to flourish here. We're going to grow here. We don't need to go exploring anymore and we don't need to find new lands and let's thrive here. And this consolidation more and more is firing me up. How do I bring the flow dreaming band, the tribe, the world over into one place and say, grow with me here. Grow with me here. And I have a few things that I'm going to offer, a few different ways you can receive the teachings and insert this development into your own life. I will always have several ways. But the general gist of it is we're all together in one place, in one band, in one tribe. Because frankly, I got tired of having 14 different Facebook groups. Literally at one time I had 14 and I realized I've gone cuckoo. This is too many teacups, tea leaves scattered all over the place. I can't even be in them all. And it's going to mean making some interesting changes. But it means that now when I sit down and show up, I know where I'm showing up and I know who I'm showing up for. And I know who are the people that I talk with all the time that are always interacting and the people who just pop in now and then just to say hello. I get to know everybody. So this is where my year is going. It's honed in. It's consolidated. It's going into the fundamentals. And it's bringing together all the teachings that I've done over 14, 15 years into one beautiful city. So I'm going to be slowly kind of explaining to you how that looks and what that means. But I want to remind all of you, especially those of you who are brand new and you're like, what the heck is this lady talking about? What is this show? She hasn't even gotten to it yet. She's talking about tea leaves. Is this show about tea leaves? No. Well, I mean, sometimes I guess. No. Flow dreaming is a universe, is what it's taught me over the years. And there is the free first step into the universe where you actually can go a long, long way. You can pretty much circle the globe in the free first step. And that's where you learn what the practice is, what flow is, how it works, how it feels to be able to mold and transform your future, how it feels to be able to change yourself from the inside out, this kind of emotional reconditioning that changes not just your cells and your neurons, but it changes the way you interact and the way that the world and your future responds and interacts with you, like a pinball in a pinball machine. All the levers change if the ball is different. Everything is different. And that just means you have to learn. And frankly, just listen to all of these, you know, free episodes. There's 600 something. Get the free kit on my website, start going, do it on your own. You don't even need my recorded ones. It's all there. If you want to go further, get the book. You know, it's like $15. It's not a big deal. Learn. And if you want to go further, and that's where I start having more specialized classes. And that's where I start to have these group programs, which I call a membership. It's a way that I get to interact with you on a constant, consistent basis, all the way up to those of you that I work with privately. And I become your guidepost saying, this is where we're going to craft and lead your life. What direction do you want to go in? I will help you and point the way and make sure that you're not getting off track. and give you the feedback, the vital feedback and extra bits of information, you know. That's the world, the spectrum that I've set up for flow dreaming. And some of you, I know you're like, I don't really care about this. Others of you who are also in personal growth and helping and mentoring and coaching, you're curious because you're like, I don't know how to set up my offers to the world either. Well, this is what I'm doing. And I've done it differently year by year, but this is where we're at this year because it feels right. Because I have a body of work now, a body of work. Oh God, that sounds impressive. But I do, I have thousands of hours. So here's where we're going. And I'm going to invite you to come with me this year. To come with me as I return to the podcast and we start exploring all of these crazy and interesting and fun and fabulous thoughts and ideas. And we're going to keep doing that about life, about personal growth and where you're going and why it's still important and will always be important. The most important thing. Remember, guys, I always say the only thing you take with you is you. So everything else you build in life is secondary because you don't take it. Aside from perhaps raising your children because they continue. When you go, it's not the house, it's not the car, it's not the jobs that you held. It's what you made of you. It's how you grew inside. It's the degree of happiness and joy that you are taking with you. It's the being that you've made of yourself that continues on. And that's the same being that you keep gifting over and over to other people, energies, beings, lifetimes, whatever you want to call it, heaven. That's it. Pardon the sirens and the gusting winds. As I always say, I record from home, and there will always be planes, church bells, dogs, and sirens, and today wind. So I want to share with you something new. It's called Flow On. Flow On. And yeah, it was kind of like a nickname I gave this concept early on when it started tumbling around in my head. And I was like, keep calm and flow on. Ho ho, feeling very, very clever with that. And then Flow On just kind of stuck. And so it's called Flow On. I know it's not the craziest original name, but many years ago, I had a program called the Flow Dream of the Month Club. Now talk about unoriginal. And it was kind of based off that old album of the month club. Some of you guys, you're old enough. You remember back in the 70s and 80s, whatever hit single, whatever hit album, they would send it to you in the mail. You'd get your little, you know, your little vinyl and it was like cool, your cassette tape. And I was thinking along those terms, like, what if I release something every month and people know they're just going to get it, right? They're just going to add to this library. My body of work becomes your body of work. And I eventually stopped that because I realized there wasn't enough teaching going on. There wasn't enough contribution, help. So I shifted into me school and into private coaching. And now I don't know why it takes me so long sometimes to reach these conclusions, but I realized Flow On can be a gorgeous hybrid of all of that. So as of the moment, it will be priced under $100 a month. So honestly, if you go to a gym, not much more than that. And I hope that you'll use it even more than you use your gym. But it will contain every month a masterclass that I'm teaching that comes with its own special flow dream, not available to be purchased separately in the shop. It's only for the class. Comes with worksheets. And I'm thinking about including some kind of live thing with you guys. Like maybe I'll jump on Facebook Live or we'll do something so I just can put faces to you and we can flow dream and you can really feel what it's like. And this will be monthly and ongoing and low cost enough that you can feel like, well, it's not like I don't tithe that at church anyway. And I'm getting contributions to my flow dreaming library. I'm getting a whole series of master classes. You know, and these are meant to be like sermons, but I hate to say better than sermons, but unless your pastor or preacher or whoever it is, you know, gives you techniques that you're doing and, you know, worksheets, you're getting techniques and worksheets as well. So you're getting real growth every single month. Now, it is not Me School, mind you. Me School has a very definitive arc, a curve of growth and development that I am teaching you in sequence. It goes deep. This is something in between. This is just a way for you to stay aligned, to make your spirituality and where you're going and what's important be something that's part of your life all the time. Always there. Doesn't go away. And that's the best part. If you're not there for a month, you've got something going on, but you're still a member, that class is just going to stay there, locked in your vault forever, for as long as I'm doing this work. You can come back and you can even quit being a member, and you'll still be able to see two months or 2 years from now, those classes sitting there for you. So it's going to have longevity. It's going to be something that you don't feel like, if I don't use it, I got to get rid of it. Nope, it's just there. It's there. The other thing that I'm doing is, for those of you who don't want to be part of the membership, I'll be releasing masterclasses also each month. Now, mind you, they'll be more expensive to purchase separately because I want to encourage you to be part of our bigger ecosystem and to get to know people in it and participate and kind of be there. But those classes will come out and you will be able to jump in them and on them when you want. And every now and then, I might put out extra classes that you can just pick up and get. So the Flow Dreaming universe is expanding from just Flow Dreams or Me School and Private to Flow Dreams with monthly courses, as well as Me School and Private. Now, for those of you who are in Me School too and in my privates, don't worry. You have something too, something that's meatier and juicier. That's a weird way to describe it. And I'll be sharing those details with you as well. And for anybody interested in those programs, just send me an email at this point. I don't have enrollment going for them right now, and they're going to be down the line. But send me an email, and I'll let you know. So that's what's happening, and I want you to look for it. It's called Flow On, and thank you guys for bearing with me. I just wanted to communicate. I thought it was important to take this time to communicate the shift so you know what was going on. Look for Flow On. I'll be sending it to you in emails. I'll be posting about it on social media, and there will be an open window for you to join, and it will close as well. It's not going to be just always, always, always open. It's going to be open, and it's going to be closed. So I invite you in. I think it's going to be very exciting. And I'm very excited too about the moderate price, meaning that a lot of you can come and be part of it without having to struggle or sweat it too much. That's Flow On. Now I want to tell you another version of what Flow On is meaning for me. To go back to this year and the big blop in my teacup. My goal this year is to really grow my little city, a single focus with you, and a way of consolidating all the teachings of flow. And because of that, I'm looking for your feedback. I want to know what you like. I want to know what's important to you. I want to know what I've said that rings a bell or strikes a chord or you want to know more about. And I fully recognize that the realm of personal development has become very, very well stocked. Let's put it that way. Very well stocked in recent years. And I'm moving into the old school group. Oh, I can't believe I just said that. But there's a difference between, when you're younger and you're in your 30s or even your 20s and you're teaching and exploring and talking to that audience, and then a different group or realm opens in your 40s and your 50s when everything you know becomes real seasoned and mature and you've gained mastery. And this is what I'm kind of feeling like. I'm moving into that older school, that older school crowd. Oh, that's, I'm not saying this right in any sense. But I think there's a lot to be taken from that. Some of my favorite teachers, Louise Hay, she was my boss for a decade. She didn't even get going until she was in her 60s. And when you are able to nimbly move your mind between the voices in all the age groups, you'll notice they're all speaking a little bit different languages. You're going to hear different words and catchphrases. And you guys, I'm not on TikTok. I'm not on Snapchat. That's not my era. I'm podcasting and I'm on Facebook. And I like old-fashioned emails that you can pop up and read first thing in the morning. But being nimble and being able to move between all of these different areas and sort of genres of thought and ways of expressing it, I feel is enlivening. And so I want to know what it is that I've been giving to you that connects most. It's a check-in, if you will. Who are you? What's making a difference? And what are you hearing in the world of flow dreaming that feels special or unique? Because that's something that I want to be sure that I integrate into Flow On's teachings and into this podcast and into everything. So let's look at your day today. Whether it's gusting and blowing rain or a beautiful sunny day. Let's look at the feeling that you've had in yourself. Are you looking at this year and feeling like, I've only got one or two big things too, summer? Just two big wishes, two big prayers. And it feels very comfortable and relaxing to only have two big prayers or one big prayer, one big wish. I like that feeling. It's doable. I've been exhausted and this feels good. Or maybe I haven't been exhausted. I've actually taken the year to really rest and rev up. And now I want to go for this one big thing. What is that? Another way of saying it is, if one area of your life could just totally come together, be solved, be easy, grow, support you, feel good, what's that? What is it? Because that's going to be really, really important to you. The central drive, the focus, the one thing. And I'd like you to give a few minutes to yourself to really think about that and consider that. Because I decided that that's how I'm going to start every morning. From, well, tomorrow onward. Although I'm going to do a little now, actually. But from tomorrow onward. Oh, yeah. Here's my teacup. Here's the big thing. Here's what I need. And remember, a principle of flow is that you do 50%, non-physical does 50%. Right? Physical 50, non-physical 50. Right? It's just like your head does 50, your heart does 50. 50% action, 50% pre-action. You guys will hear me say variations of this all the time. So my 50% pre-action is, this year is a beautiful year of blooming, of self-evident growth, of coming together, of consolidating into one very clear, very well-formed, beautiful, unified community with a central message, and all the teachings come together into something incredibly powerful. And it almost happens without me. I just shepherd it along. Those are the feelings that I am giving. Now, what are yours? So I'd like us all to take a few minutes before we wrap up today's episode and get into flow together. I want you to feel your flow, to feel the sense of easy growth, an easy next move, lots and lots of help from the universe, from your higher self, from source, whatever you want to call it. I want you to feel this with me. I want you to look ahead and say, this year was exactly what I needed. It was exactly what I needed. If there was any way to move through it, this is it. This was perfect. So let's go ahead now And if you've never flow dreamed, just follow along. It's not meditation. It's too energized and full of feeling, rich feeling. If you haven't flow dreamed, go pick up the free kit at the website or in the app. It'll teach you how to do it. If you have flow dreamed, let's go along and jump into this ride. All right, my loves, eyes closed. Take a deep breath. Exhaling. Relaxing. Letting your body release all the tension. Releases from your muscles, from your spine, as your shoulders drop and your brow relaxes and you let go. You let go into a daydream. A daydream. Your imagination is free. Your imagination is taking you someplace. It's taking you to the top of a small hill. A hill that looks out over something beautiful. Maybe a twinkling city at night. Maybe beautiful, lush forests. Farmlands, something you've seen in a movie. As you look out over the hill, you feel the softness of the light, as if dusk has just settled its gentle wings on your shoulders. Soft, feathery feelings. And you look out and you see the halo of light, the earth, cities, the radiance moving into space, and it's beautiful, utterly beautiful, despite everything that may be going on in the world. You can still feel the flow of the future, the gift life has for you, Source has for you, of waking up each day and drawing a breath with billions of others and being told, go create something, go make something beautiful today. Go make it with each other. Go give love to each other. Go give light to each other. Go, my children, go. And you feel this. It's a task. It's a task that feels sweet. Sweet as honey. Light and joyful. Privilege. It's a privilege. You realize I get to give myself into every moment that ticks forward. And what do I give? Who do I give? What is this being that I send out? Is it one that I am proud of? Is it one that I've made with thought, with consciousness? This is me I'm talking about. Am I proud of them? Am I proud of them? And what do I need? What do I look for in the days and weeks ahead? What could I use? What materials? What resources? If life, if God, if Source, if my future could give me one thing that I'd say, oh, if I had those raw materials, ooh, everything would work. It would just go so much faster, so much easier, so much more delightful. What would that one thing be? And feel it now. Feel it as a request. Feel it as a divine request. And you have been asked to give your request. And here it is. You say this. Make this easy for me. Make this open for me. Heal this for me. Share this with me. Put me in this position, whatever it may be. You're feeling it right now. It's one thing. It's one beautiful thing. You feel it now. And you feel life take it from you, drink it from you, curl it up in soft, feathery fingers and say, we hear you, we feel this, we received this, we'll get to work on it. And maybe you're tempted to say, will you really? And life says, we only give you what you ask for and where you put your mind each day. So mind your mind. Mind it now and mind it tomorrow. And feel more of this so we can give you more of this. And you agree, you nod your head up and down in happy delight and expectation like a child that's just been told they'll be getting something very special on their birthday. Well, your birthday is now. Your birthday is this moment. And this is for you. Receive it. Receive it now. It's happening. It belongs to you. The answer was yes. You get it. Hold that feeling strong. And as you feel it dissipate and disappear, you now allow yourself to come back, return from flow, and open your eyes. Oh, you guys, I found myself wishing halfway through that I was recording that as like a flow dream for my shop or my app. Maybe I will. I'll have to figure out what to call it, huh? But that was good. I felt like, oh yeah, it hurt. They heard my one thing. Oh yeah, this is happening. This is happening. Oh, and that is exactly the energy. That is exactly the emotional state. Oh, this is happening, right? Oh, maybe that's the name of it. This is happening. Well, we'll see. You tell me if you'd like it, all right? Okay, friends. So my love to you all. Thanks for hanging with me through all the discussion about where things are going in my world, my life. I know some of you do find it interesting. And I do hope to see and feel and have and hear from so many of you in Flow On. You can check now if the doors are open. You'll find it on my website at flowdreaming.com. If not, just pay attention to the emails I'm sending out and be one of the first ones in. And again, no strings attached. You can stay for a month and leave if you feel like it. I am making this super easy. Because this is not a year that we're all like I said, growing and, you know, expanding this huge capacity like the past years have been. This is a year for recovery. This is a year for gentle. And so that's what I've made for you. All right. Love you all. And I'll see you again for the next episode of Flow Dreaming. My friends, Flow On is a brand new membership, and its goal is to keep you in flow, in alignment, and in a state of beautiful growth and emergence into the next you. Sometimes this is going to mean some healing or renewing your energy from depression or burnout, or maybe you're going to be pushing into new areas of growth and rampant success. Well, Flow On is your monthly spiritual backpack. It's a brand new program. I haven't done anything like it since, well, it's been so many years when I used to have a Flow Dream of the Month Club. Think of this as its new 21st century iteration. And Flow On has everything that you need. It's a monthly masterclass, a monthly Flow Dream, even some live interaction. And best of all, you can come and go as you please. There's no long-term commitments. So please check it out at flowdreaming.com. If you're lucky enough and it's enrolling, do grab a spot. It will not be open and available at all times all year, but if it's open, please jump in. I know you won't be disappointed, and I look forward to traveling with you on this beautiful journey of flow and giving you so many tools, all the tools that I've ever created.